Well, good morning. It is 11:18 on Wednesday, the 27th, I'm pretty sure. Look, it is in fact March 27th, 2024. maybe 11:19 by now. Blue sky, blue, warm sun. It's been a while. Holy cow, we had snow, we had blizzard. Didn't actually blizzard here. It was forecast. But it didn't actually appear. For which I am grateful. The ambient says 48. The temperature in my backyard was 50. It feels more like 35. There is a breeze, and it is a cold breeze. It is coming right down off the mountains, I think. And the mountains are covered with snow. So, yeah. Having trouble with my spit this morning. So I scheduled a hearing exam. I've been wanting to get my hearing checked for a while, and the audiologists in the local neighborhood, like the one I just walked past, only show up like 3 days a quarter. So every 3 months or so, they put out a call. Come down, we'll test your hearing, get you fitted for hearing aids, whether you need them or not, I guess. And I'm leery. It's probably silly on my part. But, That's a big ticket item, and it's in their best interest to find me needing hearing aids. And it's like, I don't know. So one of them is coming in next week. But I had my ENT follow-up to look at my throat, look at my tongue, make sure everything's still going good. And I'm doing, according to the doctor, I'm doing really well. So, okay, fine. I go back and see him again in 4 months. But while I'm sitting there, looking at all of the wonderful, colorful diagrams of noses and throats and inner ear workings and the rack of pamphlets, the information flyers and pamphlets for this, that, and the other. Treatments and associated conditions. And one of them was for a hearing aid. And I thought, that makes a certain amount of sense. I wonder if they have such a practice here. I wonder if they do that in this ENT office. And so I asked him when he showed up, and he says, oh yeah, we've got a big audiology department. and get you set right up. Okay. Good enough. I've been going to this guy for, you know, like a year and a half now, more than that. And he, it never occurred to me, ENT, E is for ear, maybe I should get my hearing tested here. Like, why not? So I felt a little bit like a dunce, but I got an appointment. It's for May. It's the first opening they had, so I took it. So I'll go get my hearing checked. I'm almost assuredly going to need hearing aids. My hearing is not anywhere near as bad as my spousal unit believes it is. And the hearing aids aren't going to solve the problem that she's most concerned with, which is having to repeat herself all the time. Mostly because she doesn't get my attention while I'm wearing my headphones before she tries to talk to me. And then when she does get my attention, she lowers her voice down to something less than inside voice. But maybe it will. I mean, maybe it will help. I mean, those kinds of, from what I understand about it, she's still going to be too far away from me for the hearing aids to really pick up the sound. But maybe not. Maybe not. We'll see. So, yeah. 71. Still got some of my old teeth. My own teeth. Most of my own teeth. I've paid for the ones that I've got that weren't factory installed. Bridge works and caps. That's going to be in my future too, because they don't tell you when they're putting in the fillings that, oh yeah, these are probably only going to be good for about 30 years. And when that time comes, you're going to have to, we're going to have to go in, drill them all out, probably replace it with a cap. Because by then the tooth will be too far gone to put a fresh filling in. Man, it's getting old stuff. It's tough on the body. Oh, yeah. So, still playing with fountain pens. The fountain pens and notebooks. I got a fresh one coming. I got several fresh pens coming. I got several notebooks coming. I'm still trying to find the right cartridges for my vintage Watermans. They require a special kind of cartridge, and Waterman doesn't make those cartridges anymore. So the trick is to find some of this old stock laying around and just keep refilling the cartridges. And the challenge is finding the old stock. In theory, there's a converter that works, but I haven't found it yet. So I've got like 4 boxes of modern Waterman cartridges. The short ones work in my CF, but they don't work in my CCs, so we'll get that fixed. If I can find some of the actual legitimate old style cartridges. We'll see how that all works out, I don't know. We got some interesting pens. Oddly, the one I like the most is Parker 21. Although the Parker Arrow, I've got a relatively new, and by relatively new, I mean 1980, not 1960. Parker 21. I like it a lot. It's a Mark II. It's got a cracked barrel. And almost all of them do. I don't know if there's a way to fix them, to repair them or not. Smear them with Gorilla Glue and hold them together until they bond, I guess. The trick is that it's all in the threaded section, so you have to make sure you don't get any glue in the threads on the inside when you're putting glue on the outside. I'm not sure I have the chops to make that happen, to be perfectly honest. I've got a Mark I that I haven't inked up yet. If I could find another burgundy or maroon or whatever the color is, 21 that has a munged up nib or something, that would work good. I've got a broken nib on a gray. Do I? Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. No, I think it's a Schaefer. Anyway, pens, yeah, still playing with pens. Tracking down the histories of them, tracking down, figuring out where they came from, what time frame, what was going on when this particular pen was active. And most of them were during my lifetime. I've got a few that are in the 40s. My Traveler's in the 40s. I picked up a 1930s Esterbrook that I haven't inked yet, that's been restored. I'm looking forward to playing with that one. I want to see if the vintage Esterbrook stands up to the hype. They're hard to get for less than $100. And I got this one for like 18 or something when nobody was paying attention. My average is just over 14. I think it's like 14 and a quarter per pen. So I'm not breaking the bank here. I'm having a lot of fun. Still got four notebooks going all the time. The penmanship is showing. It's been a month and my penmanship is improving. It's still not there yet, but I'm getting better. When I take my time with printing, I can print pretty well now. Lady ahead of me. I'm going to cross the street here and give her a little space. So, what have I been reading? I read the first three books of Christina Garner's Hollywood Lakes Midlife Magic series. Book four is due out like next week sometime. It was a fun series, and I'm kind of looking forward to book four. But in the meantime, I've collected like 50 samples. I've gone through three of them in the last 24 hours. If you can't get me to the buy me link, if I lose interest in the characters by the time I'm halfway through the sample, you're not going to get me to buy your book. I don't care if it is only $2.99. You're certainly not going to buy your book if it's $5.99. I need to be invested in the characters. I don't really give a crap about the world, because the world will reveal itself to me through the characters. And if the characters aren't interacting with the world, I don't really care. It's a problem that a lot of people seem to have. I'm not exactly sure why they feel like I need to know the details of how the world works before I know how the character interacts with it. As you know, Bob is still an info dump and doesn't really tell me much about what I want to know regarding the story. Garner's universe is fun. I like Garner's universe. I like the way you never know who's got what kind of magic, which is sort of like, you know, who's got what talent in Shackleford House. We haven't seen a lot of different talents. We've just seen two or three. We don't really know what Shackleford's range of talents might be, and we certainly don't know what Fidelia's range of talents might be. Naomi, we know, has none, and neither does Roger. But the cat is coming along. I'm not talking too much about the cat. The cat is developing in my notebooks. I write a couple, three, 4 pages a day in my notebooks about one aspect or another of the world, of Roger, of, at the moment I'm writing about Shackleford, trying to figure out what's in his head, trying to get into the meat of, I explained it to somebody recently, I'm working on, well, that's a weird place for a bench. I'm working on understanding the part of the iceberg that's below the surface. I'm working to try to understand what's going on that Roger can't see, so that I have an idea about what he might be seeing or what might be going on around him, so that there's some story business behind having the cat show up, that there's a reason for the cat. And I've come up with, I think, a good solution. But I need to develop a little bit more. And yeah, this is certainly not pantsing. This is certainly not my normal way of writing. But I think I mentioned it the last time. What always worked before isn't working anymore, so I need to find a new way, and this is my new way, and it seems to be coming together. I'll get this stuff all written down. I'll get it all out of my brain. I'll get it all percolating through. And there's a lot of it now. And there's a lot of possibilities in all of it, so that when the time comes for me to sit down with a word processor, life should be good. Life should be good. We'll see. Fingers crossed. Beautiful morning. There's some green showing here. I'm walking beside the park. Some green showing up in the tufts of old grass. The willows are yellow. And there's some city workers here with a stepladder that's the same color, yellow, as the willows. Haircut. I can see the tufts of hair sticking out of them underneath my hat. I can see them in my shadow. That's always a sign that I need a haircut. One of these days. Right now I need to go home, get this posted, get some lunch, get loaded up. I gotta take the kid for a ride. And then wait for 50 minutes and come back. I could take the ride over, but then I'd have to spend 15 minutes coming back and then 15 minutes going over again. So I'm only going to save 30 minutes. And I can use that time to read. Back gate. Look at me go. Well, and as usual, tomorrow is another day with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.